That's the sound of a distress signal, an emergency flare being shot up into the sky over Bristol Bay. But it's not a boat that's in distress. If you ask the people here, it's the bay itself.
You know, if a mine company were to come in and destroy what we have going on here with the fisheries, we'll be suffering. We're suffering already in kind of a whale. There's a lot of stress going on, so we are distressed.
Juliana John is out on the dock at the now-shuttered cannery in Clark's Point, and she's not the only one sending up a signal. A swarm of salmon fishermen gathered in this part of the Nooshigak Bay for a last-ditch show of opposition, just 2 days before the end of the public comment window on the proposed Pebble Mines draft environmental review. While those on the beach sent up flares and had bonfires, drift net boats out on the water joined with a display of their own. A fireworks show of flares flickered above the bay, with trails of white smoke streaking through the golden sunset.
I think just unifying everybody, showing a big message, especially with the flares, is going to be a really big stay out, stay away type of message.
The message coming from protesters is straightforward. Keep mines out of Bristol Bay. But the reasons behind that plea run deep.
We need to keep doing this. We need to keep living our life. We need to keep supporting our families, our income, our everything. Fishing is everything.
That's a sentiment that spans generations. John's mother, Amelia Rooker, was also on the dock that evening. She expressed fears that mining could put a wrinkle in a line of fishermen that goes back decades.
I take great pride in having my children here with me. They are the fifth generation to carry on our traditions and through subsistence and our way of life. And if Pebble Mine were to come to fruition, you know, their children's children would be in jeopardy of not being able to do what we've done for generations.
Opinions on Pebble Mine vary across the region, but Rooker says she's seen people in communities around Bristol Bay speak out for years against its development. And she feels that the message sent by Pebble's opposers doesn't seem to be getting through.
I mean, it's such a shame that, you know, the elders have spoke all the way to the youngest generation, and it's still fallen on deaf ears. It doesn't make any sense. I mean, if our word, what does our word mean if they cannot, you know, follow through and listen to what we have to say?
As the comment period on that draft environmental statement closes at midnight tonight, Pebble's opponents are making their last efforts to be heard, whether it be with words or with flares. In Clark's Point, I'm Alex Hager.